This is Brock and Salk
from the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle app.
All right, final hour of our week. It's Brock and Salk on 710 ESPN Seattle, 710sports.com. This hour is brought to you by Tackle, T-A-K-L, tackle.com. The app's great as well. All right, Brock, we got open lines here, 206-421-3776. I think I see a line or two even open, so if you want to get in here, if you want to get yourself into this top five board and kick somebody off, this is your chance to do it. We're taking any subject, man, whatever is on your mind, any argument you've wanted to make, something we've said that's bothered you over the course of a week that you want to argue with, or something that you've been trying to tell your friends, whatever it is, we're here. 206-421-3776.
You missed a great call. We had movement last Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Right? We did some of this with Danny in.
Where was I? Oh, I was in Vegas.
Yeah. And Kelly from Seattle called. I was like, I tuned in the broadcast and... Man, I got to admit, Brock didn't suck.
No.
Like, I really thought he would.
No. Dude, I've never liked you, man. Ever since you made fun of me for them trading, thinking about trading Matt Hasselbeck for Donovan McNabb instead of Kevin Kopp, I've just always had a grudge against you. But 2018, man, you bring it in the humor. I love it. And then yesterday, you completely outshined Kurt Minifee, dude.
That got him into the top five?
Yeah.
Well, of course you put him in the top five.
Pretty amazing. Way to go, Kelly.
That's just kissing Brock's butt gets you into the top five?
He wasn't really kissing it, though.
A little bit.
That's a lot for you in life.
A little bit. Stop kissing Brock's behind. That's not getting... We're going to find a way to kick Kelly out of the top five this week. 206-421-3776. Let's run through these. Football, baseball, whatever you want to talk. Davidson Lacey gets us going. Good morning, sir.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's on your mind?
Around our house, Paxton's no longer known as the Big Maple.
Uh-oh.
He's now been dubbed as the Weeping Willow.
Aww.
In our home.
Why? You think he's weepy?
You know what? That play, when he did not try to play out that ball, even though I'm sure it hurt like heck when he got drilled, even my wife, one of the kindest people in the world, stood up and yelled and looked at me and said, "Did you see that? He didn't even try to make the play." And I said, "Yeah, I saw it." And she said, "I think we should try to trade this guy because he's never going to stay consistently on the field for us." And I said, "Are you serious?" She goes, "Yeah, just trade him for maybe you can get a boatload of really good talent and fill in a couple or three positions in the future for him." And I kind of thought, wow, you're not crazy, actually. Why not offer him up? Let's see what we can get for him.
Normally, I think my wife's crazy. But in this case, I said she's actually not crazy. Maybe I should consider this. Don't get yourself in trouble here calling the show, David. Lydia, what do you make of that? Lydia, what do you think of that?
I think that taking I didn't know the exit velo of that, but that was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball to Jed Lowry, then taking that liner off your throwing arm. Mm-hmm. I think that none of us have ever experienced anything like that. Maybe Brock playing professional sports, but I think that we have to be very careful about accusing someone of not trying, and James Paxton being one of those people, knowing his work ethic, I don't think that he would shy away from trying everything that he could do.
Yeah, I think that's all very fair. Thank you, David, for the phone call. The weeping willows out there in right center field probably don't work as well as the maple.
Just sort of like sad, like paper mache that's falling apart.
Probably not as good.
I don't know, man. I will say, I have you and Tom have both sort of been on this, saying that you think Paxton, you know, other pitchers would have pitched through it, this, that, and the other.
Nah, be careful. I didn't say that.
I kind of tend to disagree. I think when a ball hits you in the way it did and hit him in the forearm, not in the shoulder, it hit him in the forearm, and there's nerves there, and they affect your ability to grip the baseball. Yeah, I don't think that he can pitch with that. I think that his need to have the right touch on his curveball and his cutter and the fast, like I'm not interested in a 75% James Paxton. I don't think that guy's got all that much value. I'd rather see him skip a start and then come back 100%. That being said, I do sort of agree with the point about picking up the ball and trying. I think you should have tried. I don't think that he needed to make the play, and I'm not mad at him for not pitching, but I think he should have he was right there. I think he should have. And I only say this because I watched a kid get drilled with a line drive, break his collarbone, and throw the guy out of first base.
Correct.
And then go down and like in a heap afterwards, get carted off the field and brought to a hospital and had a broken collarbone. And I know it's not quite the same thing. I'm surprised he didn't reach down and try to make the play. If he couldn't do it, he couldn't do it. And I'm not mad at him about it. I was surprised.
I was surprised, too. And it leads me, and I think I even asked Bob yesterday, who's very much on Lydia's point, and most baseball people are, like, shut your mouth. You never played baseball. Ryan Divis, shut your mouth. You don't know what it's like to take a baseball 95.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really, and I got no problems with them coming out of the game or not pitching.
I understand
in the
all of that. But had that game been on the line, right, had there been a meaningful play to be made? Does he pick the ball up with his right hand and at least try to shovel it underhand?
Like, maybe.
Are you doing whatever it takes at that moment?
Can you imagine what that looks like?
No.
Can you imagine if uncoordinated James Paxton picks that ball up with his offhand?
It might have gone in the stands. It might have been like homeboys.
He might have tripped and fallen and hurt himself worse.
Who was our old shortstop that threw the roller coaster ride?
Brad Miller?
Yeah, it may have been like that. It may have been like, whoa! And that underhand ball ends up out of the foul territory, even in Oakland.
That is not his strength, is adapting to things like that.
I was surprised.
You guys mentioned it's a high-leverage game, but like, what about the rest of the season? He also has to think about the fact that what if there was some scenario where he does try and pick up that ball and he gets hurt worse?
Yeah, right. It's like, broken,
I mean, honestly,
or something. Yeah, I think it's possible. You're right. It's a good point.
And then he's out for the rest of the season, and you've lost him.
It's a fair
point.
Here's the problem. I don't think that would have happened if he tried.
Sure, but I'm just saying, we don't know. We're not medical doctors.
Here's a little bit of the challenge with James.
Medical doctor.
Like CJ Procise, and like yours truly, when you've been hurt and unreliable, it just opens the door for more of this.
Yeah. Well, it's a perfect lead into our next question. 206-421-3776. Dean is in Linwood. Dean, go ahead.
Good morning. So my question is you take CJ Porcelain and he gets hurt and he's signed for this certain amount of contract. When he's on the sideline with a broken cochlea saying, how much money am I making? How much money does he make the same amount he signed his contract for, or do they have a reduced rate? How does that work?
Yeah, Dean, if he were to be put on the IR, per se, and let's say he has a legitimate injury and he breaks his leg this, you know, tomorrow night or whatever, and he's put on the injured reserve, he gets his pay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, young guys, and in particular, sadly, like Hercules Mataafa out there in Minnesota, who tore his ACL and ended up getting, I believe, released with an injury settlement. When you're a young guy, an undrafted guy, a rookie in that matter, you can have a split contract where you're not going to make the entirety if you go on injured reserve. But at this stage, yeah, if you were to go on the IR, he gets his pay.
There's no way. CJ Procise does not seem like someone who's just trying to steal a paycheck. Like, I don't have any of that feeling. I think it's a funny thing to kind of make fun of him, but I don't actually think he's a bad dude or somebody who's trying to steal money from the team or get hurt and collect. I mean, I just think he's got a lot of bad luck, and at some point you stop trusting that he's going to be healthy, but I don't have a problem with him personally at all.
Oh, absolutely not. And it is remarkable. Bartolo Colon took a line drive off his gut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right? How hard was that line drive hit?
He had a lot of space there. Come on, that's a lot of room.
That liner, that exit velo was 80, 90 miles an hour right off his gut.
But you understand that's different from a ball off your forearm.
1,000%. Absolutely is. But he just kind of like shuffled.
Right, because he doesn't then have to throw with his gut.
I understand.
It's pretty different.
I understand. But also, too, let's put it this way. James Paxton's not an athlete. And
come on.
He's not an athlete.
Come on, man. I'm sorry. I disagree with you on this.
You disagree with me on this one?
I agree that he's not an athlete.
You think 100 out of 100 pitchers who throw that pitch are going to get hit in the forearm and don't get a glove up or get their arm out of the way or do anything?
I think most get hit.
I don't know about that.
I think most get hit with that ball. So the line drive right back at him.
Correct.
He tried to bring his right hand around. He just couldn't get it fast enough.
Correct.
Yes, you're right. There are probably a couple who are able to move their right hand a little bit faster and they're more athletic. Yeah. So you're right. Maybe if it's not 100 out of 100, maybe 10 of them are able to avoid it.
Yeah.
But come on. I can't blame him for that.
You guys both read The Arm, too, and Jeff Passan's book, which was great. And it talks about, you know, sort of the Tommy John epidemic and how much of a commodity pitching arms currently are. It's
$1.5 billion
a year industry, and $500 million of that is because of injuries. Mm. You don't think there's some sort of conditioning by the coaching staff, by the front office people of like, hey, if this happens to you, don't do anything because your arm is so freaking valuable.
That's a good point.
Or are these guys really getting hurt so freaking much, Lydia, because they're putting bubble wrap?
All right.
Right? No, I'm
but
just
not
serious
in this
on
case.
The other
this
side.
Is a, hey, don't risk it. Like, hey, he's being told, don't risk it. So he doesn't. He's told his arm's a commodity.
But does John Smoltz and Nolan Ryan come on this show and say, the way that they not in this instance
that's a
with
separate
him picking,
point.
I understand.
Right.
Not in this instance with him not picking up the ball, but just by and large with pitchers, you're in such bubble wrap. You're going to throw 100. You're not going to do anything. You're such a commodity. We're not going to risk any of it, that you're actually in some cases hurting it, because I think some of the old guard guys would tell you it is.
206-421-3776. Open lines. Any subject. Whatever's on your mind. Brad in Ann Arbor. Brad, what's going on, dude?
Hey, I had a great time in your beautiful city. I'm going to try to angle for the Brock vote by going football geek here a little bit.
Okay.
looking at the Seahawks first team offense when they played, I saw 11 personnel on 7 of the 12 calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the spread them out run. The three times they were in normal or 21 personnel, all play action passes. And I wonder, so this is a question maybe for Brock, whether that's an indictment on Madden not being a thumper at fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need someone else there. The other point I want to make, maybe like a constructive, this will be weird, a constructive criticism about the crowd. I mean, they're awesome. They went nuts on defense. There was that one play, fourth and one, Seahawks lined up with three tight ends on the right, heavy right. They show they're going to try to blast it to the right. Sure enough, the call goes to the right, and Carson picks it up. Mm-hmm. I was going crazy because that's something they could not do last year at all.
Right.
And I thought that was just a tremendously good sign, but it seemed like the crowd was on their hands at yeah. that point. And maybe this is my like Big Ten run it up the gut feeling, but I felt like that was a bigger deal and maybe not appreciated.
Brad, bringing the fire from Ann Arbor. And so you made it out to the preseason game. You made it out to was that your first one ever.
Thanks to Salk, I was on the field pregame, and I got to watch the play come up. And
wow.
Boy, Janikowski looks like a guy who bats cleanup on his softball team. And his demeanor, he just kind of has a demeanor. Like, I don't think he's going to care if the game's on the line.
That is cool.
He's going to kick it through the uprights. He just doesn't look like he's fazed by anything. And I got to say, that Dixon kid, it was like the guy who steals all the batting practice. He was running out there, taking as many punts away from anyone he could, as fast as he could on the field and off the field.
That's awesome.
He looked like a true pro.
Well, Brad, I'm glad you had a good time. Glad you got out there to experience it like that. I wish I could take the credit for that, but the Seahawks pulled that one off all on their own. That was a couple of guys who do great work over there, Lane and Jeff, who both worked that out. So
I would love top five in this.
To take the credit, but I don't think he needs to be in the top five. He already got like onto the field at the Seahawks game.
I'm just saying, that was a call.
That was good enough. Brad, always appreciate it.
I think, Lydia, did I hear on your show earlier this morning on my drive in, did you play some Schottenheimer talking about changing some of the run game and bringing a little bit more into it? And if it was predictable, Brad, in just that 12-play drive, that is not going to be consistently through this season.
I would agree with that.
If there's one area I'm comfortable with Mr. Schottenheimer and Mr. Solari, it is that they do not just stick to one scheme, one play, one personnel group. You're going to see, I think, quite a mix of match throughout the year. That said, I wouldn't mind seeing another fullback on the roster.
No, somebody a little bigger than Trey Madden, somebody with some real knockdown ability at that spot.
Will Tuku
Tualoa.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, Seahawks and Chargers, 7 o'clock here on 710 ESPN Seattle, pregame at 5. Mariners also play in the afternoon. That game can be heard in its entirety on AM 770 KTTH. Not a choice. It's just about seniority. Seahawks have been on the station longer. Seahawks will be on at 7 here on 710 ESPN Seattle. Mariners in its entirety on 770 AM tomorrow.
Tuafo.
Right, you got
that guy.
206-421-3776. Let's see. Let's talk a little UW with John in Woodinville. What's up, John?
Yeah, about time.
I was out in Woodinville the other day.
Hey,
what a town.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're great.
Yeah, I just am really excited. 2 weeks away, going to the scrimmage tomorrow to watch the Dogs play. But I think it's really important that we go down to Auburn and kind of flex our muscle against one of the more elite SEC teams. I think the defense is going to come out. I think they're going to get three or more interceptions in the game. And, Brock, this is for you. What do I need to look in the scrimmage tomorrow? What needs to pop my eye to have that reassurance that we're going to go in first game of the week and see what our Huskies are going to be like all year long?
Yeah, I think a couple things, John. If I was there tomorrow and not down in L.A., and thank you for the phone call and cranking up some of the excitement with the Huskies, a couple things. Most importantly, the wide receiver crew. Is Aaron Fuller or Ty Jones or any of those guys doing anything against that group? Because if they can do anything against that group they're going up against, seven deep in their secondary, that will portend to some good things both in Atlanta against Auburn and maybe even more importantly over the course of the season. And then I would look at Trey Adams. Trey Adams is a difference maker. When you've got a legitimate first-round left tackle, to just see where he is in his development. I'm watching George Fant really closely. George Fant tore his ACL last August. He's back. He's playing. He's doing all of that. Trey tore his ACL against ASU about midseason, right? That was October. So he's being asked to come back even faster than Fant is. And how's he moving? Is he with the ones? How comfortable is he? Because he will be an enormous piece against a bunch of NFL dudes they'll be lining up against in Atlanta.
206-421-3776. Grab Jack. Jack disappeared. Let's try Jim and Chehalis. Good morning, Jim. Jim going once, Jim
Hello,
going twice.
Hello, Jimmy.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, right. What's
hey,
up, man. Jimmy?
Don't get hung up on.
No, don't want that to happen. No, happy Friday, close. Fellas.
Happy Friday to you, Jim. What's going on in Chehalis on a Friday? What are you doing, Chehalis, Friday afternoon? You're getting ready to get off work. Like, what are you doing, Chehalis?
Man, right now it's fighting yellow jackets.
Oh, that sounds fun. Like, with what? Like a tennis racket?
Tennis racket, man, it works.
Makes sense. All right.
Okay, bring it, Jimmy. What you got?
So, biggest thing I want to talk about that I haven't heard a lot talked about is opening drive touchdowns.
Mm. Okay.
You know, last year, didn't see a lot of it.
Nope.
I think we've seen one, maybe two. I would like to see the Seahawks be able to get that to be a consistent thing.
Me too, Jimmy. I love it. Thank you for the phone
call.
Jim,
calls. can I ask you a question, Jim?
Last week.
Yeah, I just want to ask you
Absolutely.
A question. Can you win the game in the first quarter?
Absolutely not.
Jim, sure. Can you win the game in the second quarter?
Absolutely not.
Jim, in Chehalis, can you win the game in the third quarter?
No, sir.
Jim, let me ask you one more question. Can you win the game in the fourth quarter?
That's when we win it, baby.
Thank you, Jimmy.
But the opening touchdown. I'm just kidding. He's probably right. They could use some. You don't have to score every time out of the box, but how about, like, you know, occasionally?
That'd be nice.
That'd be, like, just occasionally score
early. It was
cool
last Thursday.
Yeah. And it would be nice to, like, occasionally march down the field, stay on schedule, and score an early touchdown. Take a lead in the game.
Sure would.
And give your defense a break instead of asking them to be perfect early. 206-421-3776. Open phone lines on any subject. We do have a few lines open. Howdy, do you want to play your game?
Mm.
Is your game ready? Do you want to take a break from the calls and then come back to them here at 9:30?
Howdy's wired in. Look at him.
What do you think? Are we ready for the game? No?
When he's programming?
You want me to take one call first, or you want to jump? We got one more call? All right, we'll grab one more call, and then we'll play a quick game, then get back to your calls. How about John in Rochester? What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, dude.
I would argue that we did win the Super Bowl in the first quarter, but that's another thing.
Don't tell Pete that. He'd be very mad at you.
I had a point about when we were talking about the depth of the Seahawks, and how much the Malik McDowell pick really hurt us, and the fact that, if I remember correctly, we traded down out of the first round and took him in the second, and then he ended up getting hurt, and then we ended up having to trade another second to the Jets to replace him with Sheldon Richardson, who then left us, who we didn't re-sign. So in theory, we basically blew like two second-round picks and a first-round pick.
Yep. Yeah, that was painful, Johnny. There's no question about it. And you must have been listening in during one of our breaks, because I said to Salk, I was like, watching Rasheem Green, 94, thinking, man, what if Malik McDowell had been good last year? Right? What if he'd been, there'd been no Sheldon Richardson, there'd been second-round picks. Who knows what else you could have added? You're right, John. That one was unfortunately the gift
so
that
got this
given in the
for
wrong
you.
Way.
I got this for you. So we were saying earlier, we're talking about Jarvis Landry. So he was available this year, right, as a wide receiver this offseason. If the Seahawks had really wanted him, he went from Miami to Cleveland.
Oh, he got paid.
They could, right, but if they had wanted him, they could have decided this is our desire. We want a wide receiver. We want Jarvis Landry. This is what you would be getting. This is him trying to explain why he keeps saying bless him over and over again in Hard Knocks.
Bless him. Bless him. Go ahead and bless him. Bless him. Bless him then. Every DB, every defense, bless him.
So bless him is pretty much, you know, God bless us with his ability. God give us this ability to be a blessing to other people. You know, so it's no different than coming out here and going against a DB. We got to bless him. You know, ain't got to be Sunday for them to get to work. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Go ahead and bless him then. Go ahead and bless him then. Bless him. Bless him. God gave us this for a reason. Bless him. Go ahead and bless him then.
Oh, my God.
Bless him. We're going to bless him.
Can you imagine how annoying that would be on your team?
I might try this on the
what
show
one day. What
you
just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
What is he talking about?
I might try it on the show. Maybe one day next week.
I will walk out again.
Bless him.
Oh my God, it's annoying.
Just be a blessing.
Just bless him.
Bless him.
Be a blessing.
Just gotta bless him. God.
What you got, Howdy?
How long does this game take before?
It'd probably take 3-4 minutes. So
3-4 minutes? We probably don't have time for it. All right, let's grab a call and then maybe we'll play it afterwards. Sorry, Jarvis Landry said bless him so many times, we don't have enough time for your game. Let me grab Steve, who's in Seattle. Good morning, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, man.
Bless him.
Dallas, how's it going?
Bless him.
Hey, bless him. Bless him. What series is the Mariners game, or the Astros and A's game? Is that 4-game series or 3?
Astros A is a 3-game series. Who are you rooting for?
Okay. Well, I was kind of hoping it was a 4-game series because we would probably want to split, wouldn't we? Like 2-2, so that brings them both down.
Can't happen. Who are you rooting for in the series, Steve?
I think I want to have the Astros come down because I think the Mariners can pick it up towards the end of the season, and it would give us a better chance to go ahead and just win the division.
Wow. I mean, I think that there's some merit to either of them being swept, but I would just like the A's out. I would like to see the Mariners back in a playoff spot. And I'm with you guys. I think if the A's like if they
take a little
if
steam
they crack,
up.
They might crumble.
Just take a little steam. Just come back down to earth. Stop playing 700 baseball.
Dude, you're getting called out, by the way, on my phone. Great. Brock has been called out on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more of your calls to get to. 206-421-3776. Howdy's got a game making fun of me that I'm sure I'm gonna fail at. But Brock is being called out on my personal phone by a mutual acquaintance.
Awesome.
And I'm going to have to read it next.
Let's go.
Brock and Salk.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studios.
Streaming through the 710 Sports app and on 710sports.com.
Oh, what the music is great today. I love it. Lydia's in charge. It's Friday. We're gearing up for a party.
What is this?
Cinco de Mayo or something?
Soy? What was it?
So something soy.
Sabanero soy.
Sabanero soy.
Sabanero.
There you go. Wassel, what are you doing here? Are you coming in to make fun of James Paxton also?
I'm listening until I have to jump in.
The Wassel and Heward crowd is furious at James Paxton. Is that accurate?
No.
All
right. Not accurate.
I'm exaggerating.
But good try.
But the two of you guys have both been of the belief that Paxton maybe should have, you were surprised he came out of the game.
Surprised he didn't pick up the ball. That's what I was surprised.
I'm more just frustrated overall with him, and I think it's like the guy who calls out sick every single day. On the day he's finally sick, it still doesn't look good.
I can't think of anyone we know like that. What are you talking about? Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we can all relate to that.
What are you
sure.
talking about, Tom? We don't know anyone like that. Well, with you two jokers getting mad about James Paxton, Ryan Divish, Mariners
What's
beat writer.
What's he mad at me about?
Mariners beat writer for the Seattle Times, demanding to come on the show to talk some sense into you guys. Ryan, joining us here on the on the Venue Kings Hotline. Hi, Ryan. What's going on?
What's up, folks? I wouldn't say I was demanding. I was just, I was curious.
See how Salk does this? Ryan, see how he does it? See how he stirs it all
up? It's called theater of the mind. I mean, what's the matter with you three?
I didn't say anything.
I mean, I know Salk used to work in politics, so I know how this all works out.
True.
Exactly.
I've got a buddy. He's the head baseball coach at Curtis High School down here in University Place. They've got a Jugs pitching machine. We can ramp that baby up to 96 and put Brock and Wassel 60 feet away and just start firing and have them take one off the forearm and see what they do.
Right. Ryan, can you guarantee that that thing's going to hit me flush in the arm and not somewhere where it shouldn't?
Well, apparently, you're supposed to be able to move quickly enough so it shouldn't hit you in a glancing
blow. Yeah, you're an athlete, Tom.
Blow.
That's right.
That's what Brock said.
Yeah. I mean, Tom, are you going to wear the sports jacket when you take it out there? Because that might actually protect your arm a little bit when you do that.
If you want me to, I can come down dressed as anything you want.
I'm
like a rodeo clown.
I very rarely invoke my college playing experience because I played at a crappy NAIA school in the middle of nowhere. But I've been hit 3 times by pitches over 90 miles an hour. NAIA, there's no rules. You don't even have to be able to read to go to college. No drug testing. So we had some guys that actually had talent. I've been hit 3 times by pitches that were 92, 91, and 90. One of them was on purpose, which was not enjoyable. Every time that hurt, it hurt like anything I've ever had in my life. I mean, twice I had to come out of the game.
Were
so
you?
Let me
take Brock's side for a minute here, Ryan, because I kind of have been on your side on this. But let me say, Brock made this point earlier today that different people do have different pain tolerances. And Brock was telling a story that he had a grade 2 AC joint deal, and he couldn't play through it, no chance. And then he watched
Cody Pickett with a grade 3 play.
And just like, wow, that guy just has
Drew Bledsoe played with a pin coming out of his index finger on his throwing
hand. So the question
they're
asking is, are there other pitchers who would have been hit same as Paxton who would have been able to stay in the game?
In that location, probably not, because he couldn't even grip the ball.
That's what
I thought. We were watching him post-game, and he couldn't put his watch on his hand.
Right.
He couldn't hardly get dressed because the forearm was so swollen. It had a nice set of C marks on there, which is always a good sign that you've been hit flush.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't grip the ball as it was. So I mean, it's diminishing return.
All right, we got to figure this out.
Were you a little surprised, Divis, she didn't try to pick it up at least at that conversation? No, not at all.
No, because he wasn't going to get him. It bounced It's never a good sign when it hits you that well and bounces back towards the catcher.
It's true.
That's never usually a good sign. So I didn't think he had any chance of getting the guy. Mm. And he went to go pick it up. He looked and saw where the guy was. He's like, I'm not getting him.
Yeah, that could be true.
Kind of draw.
Yeah, could be.
So I find it amusing. And this is one thing, like getting into sports. The one thing I never question is injuries that are, you know, on. Just by watching, you know they're significant, and then just saying what somebody should or shouldn't do when it comes to pain, because you don't know.
You know what, Ryan? Just to jump in here real quick on that, with some guys who are hurt all the time, like Paxton, I think that those are the guys where, at least in your head, maybe you don't do it publicly, but in your head, I think you have to ask some questions about toughness. Even if you can't answer them, you have to wonder.
You're generalizing every injury. That it's all the same and it's all pain tolerance. I mean, this was a freak accident. It's not like he did anything. This wasn't preparation. This wasn't because he pulls himself out early or whatever you think. A line drive hit him in the arm, in his pitching arm, which, again, no team is going to take any chances with any pitcher in their pitching arm if they have any discomfort. Mm. But for whatever reason, they're coming out of the game. And then that's conversant to a strained pec last year, or you know he had some back stiffness this year, which they shut him down. I mean, it's you have to look at the different types of injuries. It's just like saying, well, all these are the same. They're not. If Felix got the same forearm injury this spring, he was done for. He came out of the game immediately too.
Yeah. I mean, Davis, we got some text coming in here, man. I don't think you want to read these. It says Ryan might remember this. NAIA stands for National Association of Ineligible Athletes. Is that true?
Yes. It, oh God. So we had guys that couldn't read on my team. I had to go to study table one time with that group. I swear to God, I'd never mess with another class again in my life because it was the most depressing thing I'd ever seen. I mean,
All right, last thing for you. Since you're here, and we don't talk to you very often, this is a rare, exciting moment for us. Who should Mariners fans be rooting for this weekend, A's or Astros?
I think they should root for the Astros. I think the A's are a little more gettable.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think we all tend to agree.
We can all agree on that.
I mean, Salk, you're a baseball guy. They're rolling out a rotation with Trevor Cahill, Brett Anderson, Edwin Jackson. I mean, I just don't know how it's working the way it is.
Okay, one last thing. So you got to ask him one last thing. I got it. One last thing. So you're telling me in your job, you never judge the 25 different guys' level of toughness? That an Eric Bedard, when he was in here with his string of injuries, or you just never judge, and never even like in a super positive way, like Nelly takes one off his shoulder or takes this or that or what he plays through, or Robbie Cano playing through double hernia, like, you really don't evaluate ever the level of toughness of those guys.
No, I say, yeah, if there's a guy that's tough, Nelly Cruz had to come out and miss three games because he got hit in the elbow by a pitch this year.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's one of the tougher guys because he'll play through pain. It's one thing playing through a, like, nagging muscular injury, but it's another thing when it's a trauma, you get a, you know, deep bruise or whatever like that. It's different. It's just that there's
which, unfortunately for James,
to play through injuries.
Yeah, and unfortunately for James, he's not been able to. You know, with the pec and with the back and with the different lingering issues through the years, that is at least a question in his record.
Well, they treat pitchers differently than position players when it comes to that, because anything that could affect them physically that would somehow alter their throwing motion could lead to further injury to their arm, and that's why they do it.
Right.
Pitchers are treated completely different than position players.
You got it.
Here's what we're going to do. Thanks, Ryan, we're just going to give you the call-in number here, like the special line.
You want to put Divish in the
and
top
And when you
five?
Get mad at anybody on the station, whether it's Wassel or Brock or, God forbid, me, you're welcome to just call up and yell at us.
We'll call it the NAIA line. We'll make it super simple.
Only if you I used to play. You have to drop I played in college if you want to call it.
No, that's the last time. I really think that my pitching machine merit has idea. For everybody who thinks that they can handle it or be tough or whatever, we just line it up and then we can video it.
Let's get then, you know, we'll raise money for charity. We'll raise a little money for charity. Yeah. Bomb you in.
Yeah.
Everybody reacts.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to talk to you, man. Good stuff. Thank you. There's Ryan Divish. You can read him. Does a good job on the Seattle Times. And Tom Wassel just walking into the studio. Tom's sad now.
Tom, I love how fired up you get. I love you.
Why does he care that everybody else cares? It's almost like the local media takes offense to the idea that a player's getting called out, like James Paxton's his son or something. Who cares? So there's fans that wonder about James Paxton's toughness. So what? That's what we do. We're fans.
Tom, I miss you so much. Why aren't you here all the time with us?
Because I'm in there doing my own thing.
Why? Why don't you come in here with us every day so that people can get mad at you instead of me? I love having you here.
Dude, people get mad at me enough. The two and a half, 6 hours a day.
The 2.5 years I spent with people getting mad at you instead of me were no joke the 2.5 best years of my life.
Really?
Yes.
Mine too.
Well, come back.
No, but then you got to take me off the afternoon.
Fine.
Really?
Just come back and produce our show again.
No, you're gonna dock my pay.
No, you keep the same pay.
You're going to give me the same pay to do half the job I'm doing now?
Sure, yes, if you come back here and produce the show.
All right, do we get to fire Howdy?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
That's part of the goal. Why do you think I want this to happen? If I can get rid of Howdy and have you back every day and have people get mad at me and you instead of me, my life would be infinitely better.
Can I just go hang out with the Groz all day? That'd be really fun.
Yeah, you can
like do that.
Go to the Groz's room and hang out with him.
Bob be excited.
You guys
about
can
it.
Post pictures of each other's legs like the Groz did. Hey, here's my bruise.
I do wonder what would hurt worse, that or the hit that I took from John Mobley.
No, I bet they both hurt differently.
I wonder which one would hurt worse.
The ball's acute.
Yes, and it's just like a
yours is
pain.
All over.
Oh, gosh.
Howdy, do we have time for your game?
No, but we'll do it during Answer the Question, jerk.
All right, fine. We have a fun game from Howdy. Wassel, it's great to see you. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike, thanks, good Tom. To see you, too, man.
I'm sorry.
Good to you, by the way.
Sorry, you're so mad, but
yeah.
I
got to
tell you, I couldn't be happier about it. I'm going to have you and Divish square off down at the ballpark later and see what happens.
I don't want the jugs machine. I just want him to throw the ball at me.
Don't let him do that. Doesn't he play underhand softball, like fast pitch softball?
Yeah, he's good.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting texts on the text line.
Yeah, he can still play.
Is anybody taking Wassel's point of view on this?
What point of view? That there's a toughness scale of players? Yes, there is a toughness scale of players. I said that on the show yesterday. You can't tell me that every pitcher, 100 pitchers come out of that game. You can't tell me that. Or a fair share of them don't at least pick up the ball. You just can't tell me that.
Mm. And I think there is a point. I think what he said at the end, we had a texter say it also. He didn't pick up the ball not because of injury, but because the guy was safe.
Possibly.
That at that point he looked up, judgment. The guy was safe, and he's like, yeah, there's no point here. So yes. I don't know.
And pitchers are treated differently. There is simply no question about it. So don't mess with them. Don't talk about them. You know,
don't even look at them.
Nope, don't even look at them. You can't even appreciate
them. God forbid, protect them, Tom, if anything is happening.
Protect them at all costs because their feelings might get hurt. They're only millionaires. I mean, come on.
Bye, Tom.
See ya.
We got to answer the question, jerk, next. 710-710, powered by Coors Light. Any question on any subject next? I'm rocking soul.
So there's fans that wonder about James Paxton's toughness. So what? That's what we do. We're fans.
This is Brock and Sox. Answer the question, jerk.
Keep asking questions. Come on, I'll answer them. Come on, I'm here. I'm going to answer your questions, dang it.
That's my question! The question, jerk!
Well, don't just stand there. Answer the question, jerk!
A lot of funny texts coming in, man. Wassel's not scared to get plunked. Maybe. Love hearing a quarterback complain that we protect pitchers.
Oh. True.
Pitchers don't have to wear a red jersey during practice like
very,
the quarterbacks.
Very true. That was awfully rich of me.
Jeez. Wassel's a psycho. He's not a psycho.
He's the best.
Tom's the best. Honestly, I swear, if you don't like Tom, but if you knew him, you'd love him. If you're one of the people out there who thinks you don't like Tom,
it's true.
If you knew Tom, you would.
I say that all the time.
You would adore him.
Well, actually, Tom, if you listen, not all the time, but a few people that have come up to me and said, that guy kills me. I say that to him. I said, if you spend a day with him, trust me. And they're like, no. Just the way he talks, he's so mad.
You'd love him.
Who cares?
I swear you'd love him.
You would.
My friends keep
begging. That's
what
we do. We're fans.
My friends keep begging me to get him to come out and hang out with
us. Oh, he's so fun to hang out with.
They would love him.
I love Tom.
They do.
I finally got him to play golf with us a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, because he hadn't come out and played in like 2 years. And in the first shot on the range, he hadn't played golf in over a year. His first shot on the range shanked or something. And he goes, starts swearing. I was like, Tom, it's your first shot. And then he's fine. Like, he's awesome.
We need to play a
Who
little
cares?
Bit of a game.
All right, you want to You want to play our game?
We do.
Right, how do you create a game?
Sox got memory issues.
False.
Well documented.
Not true.
But we're going to prove it because we're going to play a game called Last Year or Last Week.
Okay.
So I've pulled some clips and you have to tell us whether they happened last year or whether you said them last week.
I question the premise of the game.
Did you say this last year or last week?
Bunker mentality. Us against the world. Let's go out and grind. Let's go out and find a way. And yeah, you guys are going to make fun of me for what I said the other day of kind of embracing the idea of another pitcher going down when it was Paxton. I know Service isn't happy about it, okay? I'm not trying to suggest he's like, yep, this is perfect. Got him right where we want him. But I do think that there is a part of him that just like
Pete
kind of embraced.
Last year at the VMAC, I remember it. I remember having this conversation after Paxton got hurt.
Yep.
I remember like it was yesterday.
When Paxton got hurt last year.
Like James Paxton's his son or something.
Yeah. I remember that conversation.
Is that the peck? That was the peck last year.
Yeah, that's when he got hurt last year. And I was like, oh, maybe. And it turned out not to be true. They kind of crumbled.
Yeah.
Last year or last week, did you say this?
You know what? I'm good. I'm pretty much just all set.
It's been you and me, Lydia. We just
I'd have been done. Like, go talk to Lydia about this. I don't want to talk about the baseball team. And
did you say that last week or last year?
Last week. Come on. You're lying.
You said that last year.
All right. Well, I didn't remember saying it.
Same date last year.
So I'm sorry I don't remember it.
The exact same date last year?
I don't remember saying that.
Come on.
1 year ago to the date, you said that.
All right, fine. Well, I don't remember.
I can't think of anything I do wrong.
I'm supposed to remember everything I said a year ago?
Did you say this last year or last
week?
This
game is ridiculous. I like a good ice cube, but I don't care for those ice crescents that you used to get.
That was last week.
I remember saying that. See, the things that were last week, I remember. True, though. I've been saying that for like 30 years.
You've been saying for a long time.
You know who will really tell you that is my dad. Mm. My dad, we used to have an ice machine in my house that had made those ice crescents, and my dad like practically took a baseball bat to it. He hated that thing.
Did you say this last year or last week?
I hope you guys are having a good morning. It's a Monday, but it's going to be a great week, man. The weather is perfect. This is the heart of summer. The Seahawks are playing a preseason game. The Mariners are out on the road, so I don't know. I'm in a good mood. That's for darn sure.
Did you say that last week? Or last year.
That could have been. That's so generic. There's nothing to that. I could have said that at any point.
Do you remember coming in on a Monday, feeling good, talking about the Mariners?
Dude,
that's and the
me every Monday in the summer.
So often.
That could be either one. If I didn't say the
so
specific words, I said something like
last
it.
Year or last week.
Last week.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Last
the
one.
Sentiment is always true. I come in happy, and then you're here, and my mood immediately starts deteriorating.
Sox crushing this game, bro.
You guys are so full of my memories.
Three,
aces.
Four.
Last
here we
year,
go.
Last week.
All right. Jerks, which movie is better, Ferris Bueller's Day Off or The Breakfast Club? It's got to be at least a year. I don't remember that. So that's a last year.
That's
I don't remember
year.
It.
It has to be last year.
I don't remember it, so I'm saying last year.
Dude, 4 or 5. Way to go.
I swear to God, howdy. You come with the king, you best not miss. I said that earlier today. I even remember.
What do you mean, aunt?
You can't aunt me. Is that all you got?
Oh, it's just like the actual sentiment. Like, you come at the king, you can't
you
miss.
Live to
wrong.
Fight another
wrong.
Day, Mike.
Lydia, howdy, how is it that most human beings, when you get rest, and he fell asleep at 8:15 yesterday, the most of us, when we get rest, like a baby, like, oh, my baby finally slept through the night, like he or she can be in a good spirits, good mood, easy to get along with. You go to bed at 8:15, and then you just wake up spitting fire.
Salk is always right, and he told you so.
I'm in a great mood today. I feel good. I feel great.
And you just want to spit.
I'm just sick of you guys talking trash. If you guys would stop talking trash to me, I wouldn't need to fight back all the
we
time.
We just are here to ruin your good mood
yeah,
all the time.
Not sure. You, Lydia. Well, yeah, you too.
I'm here to ruin your good mood and my good mood.
Can we get Wassel back here and be a jerk for me? That's so much more fun. Get Wassel back here. Let him be the jerk. You can all
like
hate
James
him.
Like James Paxton's his son or something.
Yeah, get mad at Tom. I'm a great dude.
That's it. Way to go. Sir, I'm happy for you. And if your dad's listening, he probably is too. 4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Your memory's not that bad.
My memory's fine.
Actually, it is.
Quit talking
He's
about
the king
it.
Of cool.
What is that?
That's know. A little jingle I found.
For what?
I don't know. Moments like this.
He's the king of cool.
Oh, you're a menace. Gotta go. You are a menace, man.
I got to go.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We got Seahawks tomorrow, Mariners tomorrow as well. Let me just remind you guys, Seahawks on 710, Mariners on both 770 and KVI. Okay, they're on both.
570.
Yes, 770 and 570. Mariners will be on both stations, and unfortunately just stinks when they're at the same time.
You're going to like my sports coat tomorrow night. I'm telling you that.
Oh, yeah. I liked what you wore last week.
Yeah,
thought you look good.
A little showy. You're going to like this one, too.
Yeah?
Strong.
Really?
Strong sports
coat. Molly picked
really?
It
all. Really?
Mm-hmm. Molly picked it all out.
She's
always
a genius.
Hopefully Brock had nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
Good. When do the Huskies play?
2 weeks from tomorrow, baby.
I'm ready.
Yep. Let's go. I got to start talking about them next week.
Salk's going to miss Monday, guys. Just leave him alone. Salk, here's a clue. If you don't remember saying it last week, then it was last year. All right, fine. I got one wrong. Thanks for the advice, pal.
Barn.
I don't need you. My memory's just fine. We'll see you guys Monday morning. Till then, that's where the hay is. See everybody.
Why does he care that everybody else cares? I'm listening until I have to jump in.
The Wassel and Heward.
Get to the chopper!